New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has mandated county governments to find ways to cut spending by consolidating overlapping services in their jurisdictions. In Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors last week approved a plan that includes sharing IT services, real property, and human resources personnel, and establishes a countywide purchasing agreement for procuring office supplies. County Chief Auditing Officer Ron Caponera says his panel got the measure approved in spite of a self-imposed short time frame.
But we accomplished it. We had 18 town supervisors on the panel, plus three village representatives and from the city of Hudson, representative from the city of Hudson. So they were on a panel. All but one unanimously passed. So I'm projecting $1,880,000. Might as well say $1.9 million tax savings.
To the north, Albany County's shared services plan is in the final stages. County Executive Dan McCoy says input from school districts and BOCES was included in plan design.
Some of the consolidations we talked about, which was really number one, was healthcare, going out to bid, everyone being on one healthcare together. School districts like Voorheesville wanted us to take over their bus maintenance. And, so we came up with a variety of good ways that we can consolidate and save money for the taxpayers of Albany County.
The plan is projected to save more than $10 million by 2019. McCoy, who must hold a public presentation of his final plan by mid-October, expects its implementation to foster additional shared service initiatives. Back in Columbia County, Caponera notes that an unofficial shared services program has also been status quo for years. As for any obstacles to expansion.
Another thing is a couple of the things that we're looking for, really we're throwing it back in the state's hands, state legislators' hands, to change some of the legislation that might eliminate some of the roadblocks. One of those would be in the health insurance, because the county is what we call ASO, which is totally self-funded. Administrative services only, but state law prohibits smaller municipalities less than 50 employees from participating in ASOs. But we put in our plan, so we'll throw that right back in the state.
Officials decided to review the plan in 1 year's time to see if it needs tweaking. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.